punk, new wave, garage rock, and proto-punk? Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Hey, but don't tell anyone. I'm Izzy, and this is Our Secret.
Good evening. You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at CFRC.ca. My name is Tommy. This is Dark Side of the Tune. And oh my God, Halloween is tomorrow. What the hell? I mean, by the time this airs, it'll be what, Thursday at 9? So Halloween's basically today. Was not ready for that. What's next? Christmas? Like, I don't know. I can't do this. The passage of time. I don't agree with it. But I love Halloween. So you know what? Bring it on, you know? I mean, it's in the job description. If you're goth, you have to love Halloween. It's kind of like our whole thing, if you will. And yeah, I love dressing up for Halloween. I love decorating. Right now at my apartment, I have a 7-foot-tall ghost hanging in the living room. So you know that my roommates just love waking up and seeing that every morning. And they had no say in the matter because, you know what, this is my holiday, okay? But yeah, so obviously we're going to be playing some Halloween-type music today, which is, you know, just goth music. Not that different from what I usually play because sometimes we hear some pretty scary stuff on here. But yeah, we just started off with some more surfer gothic rock type thing, bit like the Cramps. That was Vampire Beach Babes with Tomb Mau Mau Party Mix. I actually played them last year. They're out of Toronto. But yeah, I love, it's a very underappreciated subgenre of goth music, that like whole like surfer, there's a name for it that I'm missing, but I think that's the general, you know. It's very surf vibes. It almost reminds me of Scooby-Doo for some reason. And then, yeah, we got some dark wave today. We got some just classic gothic rock. We're all over the place. So to start us off, here is a new song, actually, released earlier this month, October 3rd. Here is Second Idol with Spineless Wonders.
Yeah. From the cradle bars comes a beckoning voice, the thing's spinning. You have no choice.
Susie and the Banshees with Spellbound, and before that we listened to Spineless Wonder by Second Idol. You know, I had to put Spellbound. It's classic. I haven't been playing, or actually I don't even remember the last time I played Susie and the Banshees on the show, but they're such a fall band. You know, they're very Halloween, they're very like, I don't know, cold outside. I feel like I equate so much of what I'm playing with the weather outside, but it's really, it's dependent, you know? If I'm cold, I don't want, like, I don't know, songs about how much you love summer. That's just going to piss me off. But yeah, love Susie and the Banshees. Spellbound, I think, is actually their most popular song. At least it is on Spotify. But yeah, so spooky. Just classic. And coming up next, we have another very scary song title, if you will. Here is Goblin Dance by Dermabrasion.
Thank you. and I don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Okay, don't get mad at me. I know I always play the Sisters of Mercy, but Lucretia, My Reflection, the song that we just listened to, total Halloween song, okay? And it was stuck in my head all of last week, so I think I get a pass just this once. And here's a little fun fact about Lucretia, My Reflection. That song is actually technically somewhat of a diss track, because if you don't know, the album that it's on, Floodland, was the second ever album that the Sisters of Mercy released. And this was after the first album and after all of the other members, so like Wayne Hussey, Craig Adams, and Gary Marks, they all left to make their own bands. And Gary Marks went and made a band called Ghost Dance. And so if you're listening to Lucretia, My Reflection, you can hear the lyric, "Dance the Ghost with Me." That's supposed to be like a dig at Gary Marks, who I think he did bass on First and Last and Always. But yeah, now you know. Gotta love Andrew Eldritch and his inability to keep bandmates. But yeah, so that was Sisters of Mercy with Lucretia, My Reflection. Coming up next, we have this song. Is actually, it's kind of important to me because I'm originally from Ottawa, and this synth pop duo is also from Ottawa, and the song, they just released it. So yeah, little callback to my hometown, I guess. Here is Violentine with Other Side of Eternity.
Thank you. Did you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. My name is Tommy. This is Dark Side of the Tune. And, you know, Halloween's tomorrow. This is a show about goth music. I'm doing the predictable thing. We're playing some freaking goth music. And that's not to say, you know, in this episode, I've chosen specifically more quote-unquote Halloween type songs or like spooky type songs that aren't necessarily the ones that you hear all the time. Like, for example, I'm so sick of hearing Every Day is Halloween by Ministry. It's a great song, don't get me wrong, but I can't go listening to it every single day. Same goes for like Bela Lugosi's Dead. I love you, Bauhaus. I can't sit through 9 minutes of that constantly, okay? So yeah, the song that we just listened to, that was Strange Kicks by Then Comes Silence. It's kind of in that vein, see what I did there, vein, of that kind of like, you know, it's strange. It's not necessarily about Halloween, but it's in the same neighborhood, you know, it's trick-or-treating. But yeah, coming up next is another song just kind of like that, still spooky but not necessarily like totally Halloween. Here is Crucible by Schedule One.
Oh, wanting, understand you're undeceiving, and inside the breach comes with the peace.
It's the peace of mind you want.
Hear this,
kiss!
I'm back.
That was Kiss Kiss Bang Bang by Specimen. Okay, I said I wasn't going to do like classic Halloween songs. That's a classic Halloween song. I'm sorry. That's like number one. Not number one, but that's a very popular goth song when it comes to Halloween. And maybe I'm just saying that because I always listen to it around Halloween, but whatever. Before that, we listened to Crucible by Schedule One. They're a Canadian band out of Vancouver, I believe. Just so good, you know? I don't think they've put out anything lately, but I'm definitely keeping my eye out because I really like that. It's not necessarily gothic. It's more of like a, I guess you would say, post-punk sound. But yeah, classic. Coming up next, we have another Canadian band that I actually just found out about, and I feel kind of stupid for not knowing about them as someone who considers themselves very up-to-date on the goth scene in Canada, at least. But here is A Little Bit Closer by Johnny Hollow out of Toronto.
Thank you.
was Hammer Horror by Kate Bush. Again, not super Halloween, but it has horror in the name, okay? And it suits the general theme that we're going for. And before that was A Little Bit Closer by Johnny Hollow. And I was saying, I actually didn't know about Johnny Hollow until like super recently. I think they're on hiatus right now, but like early 2000s, they were really, really big in the Toronto goth scene. So I'm definitely going to keep an ear to the ground in regards to them, because you don't see a lot of like new music coming out of that subgenre that's not necessarily gothic rock, but it's a little more melodic mixed with electronic, but it's not also like strictly dark wave. So yeah, really interesting. And we have one song left. We're just squeezing it in. And it's a classic, you know, it's it's not necessarily super Halloween, but I'm just trying to fit in all of my favorite artists into this episode because I'm greedy like that. So to end us off, here is Dead Souls by Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present a single from Westport-based artist Resonant Transitions, a.k.a. Ken Little's debut album, Harken Organum. The new album was recorded at the Spire and captures Ken's unique composition and playing style, bringing new sounds with cymbals, gongs, and percussion instruments. Stay tuned for tickets to Ken's album release concert taking place at the Spire on November 16th. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Harken Organum now on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Rejoinder here with us on CFRC 101.9 FM.